Chairs No Waiting, episode number 328, Sheriff Without a Gun. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out some of the great new t-shirts they've been getting in. It's summertime, time to wear your Mayberry pride right there on your t-shirt. You can have everything from words of wisdom to you're not talking to a jerk, you know. Great new t-shirt. So head over to Mayberry, imayberry.com or weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 328 is my lovely wife, Jan. So thank you, Jan, for allowing me to do the podcast. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you with me. We missed a week. Now, if you listen to this recorded or you're catching up later, you won't know that. But I missed a week. I was off last week. So it's so good to be back here in Mayberry with you again this evening. So tonight we're going to be talking about, or today, whenever you're listening to this, you know, Mayberry fans know that Andy Taylor is called the Sheriff Without a Gun. So the episode of this podcast, the title is Sheriff Without a Gun, with a question mark. Did you realize that he did carry a gun from time to time? And throughout the series, you know, I've run across that Sheriff Taylor, he did have a gun on at least 11 different occasions. Yeah, 11 occasions. Can you believe that? So we're going to run through those 11 occasions as, you know, as we run through this episode. I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. I'm going to get a little bit of music going. Thank you to the VW Boys for this background music. That'll make it a little more fun for everybody. So there was 11 occasions when Sheriff Taylor actually carried a gun. So let's see if we can see what those are. The first occasion, now this was, again, he was called Sheriff Without a Gun. So you'd think during the run of the series that it would have been a while before we had any guns show up. Well, guess what? This is a cop show. So, as you might or might not know, episode 2, The Manhunt, was the very first time Andy carried a gun. He had a sidearm, he had a pistol in that episode where they were out looking for the escaped convict in The Manhunt. It's the second episode. If you remember, Barney got his taken from him, but Andy was wearing his pistol. Episode number 2, The Manhunt. So, Sheriff Without a Gun started off the show wearing a gun on the second episode. Now, he didn't wear it often. There were 249 episodes, and I only found 11 episodes where he either carried a gun or had a gun or fired a gun or something like that. And I could be wrong, so I'd love to hear from you with more instances when that happened. The next episode I found where this had occurred was episode number 8. It's called A Feud is a Feud. And it's a feud is a feud. Andy was the Wakefields and the Carters. They were a feudin'. And if we remember, he carried Mr. Wakefield and Mr. Carter out towards the lake there. It looks like Myers Lake. It could be somewhere else. And he tried to get them to duel right there because they hadn't been a single Wakefield nor a Carter that had been shot in the entire feud. So Andy wanted to remedy that, and he carried them out there. And if you'll remember, he took their shotguns away from them and took all the shells out. And then he had them walk apart from each other, and he shot his pistol in the air. And that was episode number 8. Okay. All right. So next episode where this occurred, or Andy had a gun, or in one way or the other had a gun, was episode number 21. Now, this is cheating. It wasn't really Andy's gun. But it's episode 21, Andy and the Gentleman Crook. Crook, not cook. I guess he could have cooked. I don't know. Gentleman Dan was there in jail, and he had been sweet talking everybody in town pretty much and getting them to like him. And if you'll remember, he got Barney's gun, and he took it and he fired it in the air a few times. And if you'll remember, after that, Andy took the gun away from Gentleman Dan and said, "See, these guns never have anything in it." And he shot it in the air and it went off. Now, that was Barney's gun, but he actually shot it. He actually did. It went off. So, in A Feud is a Feud, he shot it in the air. And again, here, he shot it into what I guess was the ceiling of the courthouse. So, that was the third time when Andy had a gun. All right. So, let's keep going. Can y'all, y'all fact check me on these things, make sure I'm getting them right. Somebody had asked me this question. The reason I looked it up and found some of these things. Episode number 30 was the next one that I ran across where Andy had a gun. Now, this one was Barney gets his man. You know, and Andy was wearing a sidearm. He's also carrying a rifle in this episode. When they were pursuing a escaped convict that had been loose there near Mayberry. He was spotted by the state troopers and tried to escape down by Myers Lake. And Andy prevented one of them from firing by lowering the barrel of his gun. You remember that? That episode? Was that the same episode? Anyway, Barney gets his man. That's when that was. So he had guns firing there. So Andy had worn his sidearm and they had gotten loose down there. All right, next up. Next up is episode number 50. Now, did I skip one? Because I've got some notes here. Let's see. That looks like Manhunt there. Talking about a fugitive getting loose down at Myers Lake, and Andy prevents one of them from firing by lowering the barrel. I believe that is from where the state police were there in Manhunt. That's what that's from. I got it in the wrong spot. Sorry about that, guys. So the next episode, as I said, so we've done 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes. My notes are a mess. And the next episode is episode 50, Jailbreak. And Jailbreak, Andy wears his gun as he's rounding up the prisoners as they escape from jail. Yep. He's rounding up some escaped prisoners. So if you remember right, Barney, I believe this is the one where Barney says his name is Puddin'Tane. Ask me again, I'll tell you the same. It's that episode. So there's the next one I had. Episode number 55 is coming up. And that was Aunt B the Warden. Aunt B the Warden. Now that's when, you know, he'd taken Otis over to the to stay with Aunt B. Well, Andy had been rounding up the Gordon boys. And when he rounded them up, he is wearing his sidearm. And so when he got back to the courthouse, he had to put the Gordon boys in the jail and had to get Otis out of there because they thought Otis was the ones that had told him where they were. But Andy was wearing his gun at that time. Now, he didn't fire it, but he had it on. He was wearing his gun belt. Okay? So that was episode number 55, Aunt B, the Warden. All right, so these are times when Andy was carrying a gun or had a gun or something like that. The next one is High Noon in Mayberry. Now, we know this one was the guy who was coming to town who Andy had shot years before, stopping him in a crime. And Andy was worried about him coming to town. And if you remember, Andy was nervous and was there at his house, and he went to the cupboard that's there near the kitchen table and took his pistol off the top of the I guess it's a cabinet, china cabinet or a cupboard. I'm not sure what you would call that. But he took it down, and eventually he just put it back. But that was where it is. Luke Comstock was coming to town looking what they thought was for revenge on Andy from shooting him back in 1952, even though Luke was the one that shot first. All right, next up is episode number 95. Episode number 95. Andy, it's called The Big House, and Andy carried a pump-action shotgun while he was on the lookout for the robbers. Now, those are the guys, you remember when Gomer was up on the roof and dropped the it was a double barrel shotgun that he dropped down on the ground and it fell apart. Well, in that episode, Andy was carrying a pump shotgun as well. So he had a shotgun rounding up the people that kept getting away from Barney and Gomer. Okay. All right. So next up, we only got two more. I think, let's see, where were we? That was the Big House. I got three more. So episode number 102 is A Black Day for Mayberry. Now that's when you remember the gold truck was coming through Mayberry, and Barney and Andy and Gomer were all, I guess, protection for the gold truck that was coming through town. Well, Andy had his sidearm during that encounter, and at one point he even took a machine gun away from Barney, because Barney got out of the gold truck and had the machine gun in his hand, so Andy took it away from him. So Andy, in that case, he had not only his pistol on his belt, but he had taken a machine gun away from Barney. Thank goodness no one was injured. All right, so now we're moving on into episode number 171, Aunt Bee Takes a Job. Now, this episode, Andy borrows Warren's pistol to shoot the tires out of a station wagon as it's trying to get away, the counterfeiters. You remember that? So Warren was on there. This is a color episode, so you may or may not remember this. But Andy had used his pistol there to actually shoot the tires out of a station wagon so they wouldn't get away. And the final one that I have record of, now there may be some more because as I think there may have been another episode. I want to hear from you about that. But the last one I have is called, it's number 228, Tape Recorder. Now that's when Opie and Arnold tape recorded criminals telling where they had thrown the money from a bank heist. Well, during that one, Andy needs a shotgun. He's using a shotgun to look up and hunt down those robbers. Okay? So those are the cases that I can remember when Andy, Sheriff Taylor, was carrying a gun. So I would love to hear from you if you have instances when you remember Sheriff Taylor carrying a gun, because that's all I could find. Now, there seems like to me there were a few I'm missing, but that was, 11 instances that I found where Andy was carrying a gun. So I'd love to hear back from you about that. Now, don't run away. We're not done yet. It's only 12 minutes in. You guys hadn't gotten your fill yet of Mayberry. We got a couple of voicemails that I wanted to play for you guys and answer their questions. So first up, let's hear from Rosalind.
Just wanted to say I enjoyed your last episode 327, I believe is what it was. And it was kind of interesting to find out about Aunt Bee and Andy's relationship. But the good thing about it, they got it right before she died. So that was a positive reflection on that situation. And I was just calling to see, are we going to have a podcast for this week? Because usually you would have had it posted by now. And this is Roslyn from Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you.
All right. Well, Roslyn, I appreciate you calling in. And last week we did not have a podcast. So I believe she may have been responding from last week, or it could have been even this week because I had not posted. Usually we record the show on Monday nights and I post something on Facebook and Twitter letting everybody know that we're going to have the live show and you can all come and show up and visit with each other in the chat room. So I'm not quite sure which one she was referring to, but I want to thank her for wondering where the podcast was. That's great. It makes me feel good that it's a part of people's lives and you actually enjoy hearing a little bit of Mayberry fun throughout each week. And when I don't show up and don't let you know very well, you know, you worry. And so I really do appreciate that. Thanks for calling in. It really meant a lot to me. Last week, for those that didn't get the note, it was pretty fun. I had to go and change a tire for my son. Now he's 18 years old and he's changed a tire before, but well, you know, he doesn't weigh as much as me. So he had a little bit of trouble breaking loose the lug nuts. I had to go and help him out. And so it happened right before I normally record the podcast. And so I had to leave and was unable to do the show live last Monday. And, you know, several people told me I should have called Goober or Gomer, and I did try, but they were not answering the phone. So I had to go and check it out. Had to go over there and help him. I watched him and told him what he needed to do. So now he'll be able to change the tire, hopefully, if I'm not around. I think he could have done it if he had to anyway, but, you know, it's always good, I guess, to have your dad come by and help you. I know it always was for me. So I'm just thankful I was able to do that. Sorry you guys missed out on the podcast last week because of that. But pretty much my week is so full, if I drop one thing, it just has to stay dropped. And I pick it up later the next week because I have something every night usually. So anyway, again, I want to thank her for calling. Thank Rosalind. And next, let's hear from Buddy here.
Yes, sir. You're a god in disguise. I really appreciate what you're doing. I mean, shows ain't like that no more nowadays. I'm 72 years old, and I've been watching for years and years and years. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, buddy, I want to thank you for calling in. That means a lot. That was Buddy Kim. And I want to thank him for calling, taking some time to call and just let us hear from him. It really means a lot to me when you guys call and leave notes. Or even if you email me, I enjoy that too. But just hearing from you is special because you guys hear from me every week. I'm talking to you, but I don't get to hear from you very often. So, you know, that's special for me when I get to do that. Now, I do have one other call that came in. Let's see here. I'm going to play this, and then I'll talk to him, and I'll give him a call later. But let's hear this.
Alan, I'm Gilbert Nicholson in Birmingham, Alabama, and I was wondering if you could do me a really big favor. I'm going to Los Angeles at the end of this, end of May, and this will be the third time I've been out to Franklin Canyon. I just listened to your podcast, and I looked at the pictures, but I'm still a little confused because I've been out there now twice and walked around the whole thing, and I'm still uncertain as to exactly where I want, where they threw the rock in the lake, and none of the places look like it that are on the videos that you made and that other people made on YouTube. So let me ask you a favor. Could you please, at your convenience in the next week or so, give me a call in the evening, maybe. I'm in Central Time over here in Birmingham. And I could just take 5 minutes of your time and get on one of those links on your website, and you walk me through it so I'll know exactly where to go, because it's just confusing on some of these links on here. It shows a place where it looks to be, but it's not exactly where you described it. So, you know, this third time's the charm. I don't go to LA much, and I don't want to, I want to make this one work. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. I really won't take much of your time, just long enough to, for you to walk me through it as we both get on the computer, and I can do it at your convenience. So if you could please, and if you're willing to do it, I'd be very grateful. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Well, I appreciate you giving me a call. That's great, Gilbert. I'm going to try to call him and walk him through that. But Myers Lake is in Franklin Canyon, is Franklin Canyon Reservoir in out in California. And it is the upper Franklin Reservoir is where Myers Lake is actually located. So that's just off of, you head up Coldwater Canyon up through Mulholland Drive up that way over the mountain. And you can cut back through to go into the top entrance. That's what I would call it. And if you go back in that way, that would be the first water that you see. There's Heavenly Pond that would be on your right if you're going, I believe, south. And on your left is where the actual Upper Franklin Reservoir is located. And it's just, it is a really interesting location, especially if you've ever watched the Andy Griffith Show or any, many other shows. It shows up there. You'd see a lot of things that was filmed there. So if you haven't ever been there, there are links on our website that tell you how to get to it. We've done a couple of podcasts. We did episode number 13 about it, about this particular traveling to Myers Lake. And then I did another one later, number 126, that's Return to Myers Lake. And so I invite you to head over there and watch that one because it has better, I guess, better images of the area than most of the others. But you can actually see the overhead shots of Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir. And as you come in, you would see, you'd be coming in from the north, I believe is the right direction. And where Andy and Opie walk is near, there is a water processing plant there. And you would be able to drive past it over, and you have to go around it in a counterclockwise direction is the direction you go around the lake. And so you go down through there, and there's a, the first parking area you come to that would be on your left is where you park. I know that's boring to anybody that hadn't seen it, but if you go and look at the pictures and images, I believe you'll be able to see these things. And I tell you what, if you're ever in California, you definitely want to try to take these trips. Now I'm going to put the links to the Myers Lake information in the show notes for this episode. So definitely go and check those out if you're going to be in California and in the Los Angeles area. And you can go and walk down the path where Andy and Opie walked. And I got to tell you, that is That's a special, special experience. If you have not done it, I tell you that is really fun. You know, I did this with my son several years ago. And there's the music starting to play. I did with me and Adam walking down that path and recorded us. And it's still something that's very special to me as I see that. Because we basically recreated the entire scene there with Andy and Opie walking. So it's a special thing. So if you're going there, definitely take some time and find out how to get there. All right, folks, that is it for this evening. I hope you've enjoyed it. It was good to be back with you. I really missed being here with the podcast last week. Of course, if you listen to it recorded, you might not even have realized I wasn't here last week. I'd love to hear from you. I want to thank those that called in. We had Gilbert and Rosalind and Buddy. I want to thank them all for calling in. I'd love for you to call at 888-684-8415 and just let me hear from you. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com and get in touch with me there. If you forget, you can head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. All that information is right there on the website. So until next time, folks, have a great week, and we'll see you right here in Mayberry.